Of the hundreds of exotic animal species deliberately or inadvertently introduced to North America, the wild pig is among the most controversial. These animals can weigh upwards of 300 pounds. Some are descended from barnyard escapees, others from Eurasian wild boars that were introduced for hunting in the 1920s. Many are a mix, and just about all of them are hardy, tough, omnivorous, and adaptable. For years, these swine have been increasing their range, and they're now found in significant numbers in at least 17 states. Some hunters prize them as game. Others see them as an ecological nightmare. By far, the largest population of feral pigs is in California, as Clay Scott reports.
Portola Valley, California, in the oak-covered hills above Stanford University, is a community that prides itself on being close to nature. A town ordinance prohibits the building of fences between properties in order to ensure habitat corridors for wildlife. And people here enjoy the sight of daintily stepping black-tailed deer, California quail, and the occasional gray fox or bobcat. But one morning not too long ago, residents awoke to find that nature had come a little too close for comfort.
We started receiving phone calls from first property owners that their landscaping had been destroyed.
Angela Howard is Portola Valley's town administrator. The culprits, she says, turned out to be a group of wild pigs literally eating their way through town.
The pigs migrated down behind the creek and ended up eating up our soccer field. And I was really surprised at how much damage they can do in a very relative short amount of time. It's like someone had taken some sort of machinery and just dug up the whole field. It was just amazing.
Overnight, the pigs also devoured lawns and flower beds and dug up sprinkler systems. Not only did they cause physical damage, but many residents said they feared for their safety and that of their pets. Even the animal-friendly town council of Portola Valley knew it had to take drastic steps.
When we had the discussion at the council level, it was pretty apparent that there was no way to relocate them. Nobody wanted them. We couldn't keep them out by just fencing, although we talked about that. So the decision was made to try to harvest them.
The man they hired to remove the pigs, Dick Seaver, is remarkably good at his job. Probably no trapper on the West Coast is in higher demand.
We probably killed 7,000 or 8,000 pigs since 1994. And that's all within 50 miles of San Francisco. There's a lot of pigs in the Bay Area, or used to be.
Seaver has been hunting and trapping California's wild pigs for over 20 years. On a recent morning before dawn, he took me to a wooded ridge overlooking Silicon Valley and San Francisco Bay beyond. Seaver has several current trapping contracts in this area, among them a county park and a film executive upset that the pigs have ruined his bonsai garden. Here, where multi-million dollar houses lie hidden among live oak and sequoia, he set out half a dozen traps. He proudly shows me one of the homemade steel pens, 12 by 4 by 4, baited with a concoction of fermented corn mash so foul it makes you gag. To wild pigs, Seaver says, it's as enticing as the aroma of fresh-baked bread.
The trap is set just like that. The pipe is holding it up, and the pigs come through with corn, and they eat all this corn. And when once they get all the way to the back of the trap, there's a pulley in a string here. They get back to the trap, they hit the string. And at this time, they go kind of crazy for a few minutes, all the noise they try to get out. And then they calm down, and they eat all the feed. A lot of times I come to the trap in the morning, and they're all in there sleeping.
Dick Seaver has been hired by state, county, and municipal agencies, golf courses, airports, private residents, all of them desperate to get rid of wild pigs. For the most part, he works on the fringes of populated areas, checking his traps well before dawn. Even people who are paying him to eliminate the animals, he says, prefer not to know exactly how he goes about his business. As for the general public, experience has taught him to keep a low profile.
I've had people cut my tires in my trailer. I've had people steal my traps. I've had all kinds of experience with people. But animal rights people think that these pigs should live until they die. And, hey, if they were tearing up your backyard, it's a different story. When they're tearing up somebody else's backyard, you know, I guess it don't matter.
Seaver shoots the pigs in the trap using a .22 rifle. He used to donate the meat to soup kitchens and charities until health authorities cracked down since the meat hadn't gone through federal inspection. Now he delivers the carcasses to a tallow factory where they end up as soap, bone meal, and makeup. His services are not only in demand in the suburbs. He was recently hired to trap pigs in Henry Coe State Park, 135 square miles of virtual wilderness southeast of San Jose. In 3 months last spring and summer, Seaver killed 750 pigs. But Park Superintendent Kay Robinson says that number is only a drop in the bucket. She worries the pigs will do lasting environmental damage.
We thought 750 would be a tremendous step in the right direction. but every patrol that we're out there in the park, we see more and more and more. So the effect that they create on the landscape is going to affect the California landscape many years down the line, primarily for the vegetation.
With its steep canyons thick with chamise and manzanita and woodlands of blue oak and gray pine, Coe Park is home to hundreds of species of plants and animals, from mountain lions and tule elk to rare plants and insects. It wasn't that long ago that wild pigs were unknown here. Now the park has mainland California's highest density of the animals, and their impact can be seen throughout the ecosystem.
On an annual basis, pigs are rooting up anywhere from 40 to 60% of the oak grasslands or the grasslands in this park.
Rick Schweitzer, a biologist from the University of North Dakota, has spent years studying California's wild pigs. We hike through an open oak savanna, and the pigs' rooting is visible everywhere. Entire hillsides are scarred, hundreds of acres dug up as if rototilled. The pigs dig for grubs, worms, bulbs, roots, and above all, acorns. Their passion for acorns affects the ecosystem in many ways. They compete with native wildlife and have been linked to the decline of species such as black-tailed deer and western gray squirrels, which also depend on acorns. Their rooting disturbs the habitat of ground squirrels, mice, and other rodents that provide food for predators. The torn-up ground also causes erosion and speeds up the spread of exotic weeds such as star thistle, which in turn choke out native grasses. And biologists here are particularly worried about the pig's effect on the health of California's blue oaks.
It's a high level of disturbance that's been repeated year after year, to the extent that the seedlings that might be growing underneath these blue oak trees are going to be uprooted, and we're going to see reduced oak regeneration and changes in plant communities as a result of this repeated disturbance.
For the last 3 years, Schweitzer has been monitoring pig damage by means of exclosure plots, fenced in such a way that pigs are excluded, but deer and other animals can enter. Next to each exclosure is an unfenced control plot, and the contrast is striking. Within the fenced area, oak seedlings and native grasses grow. Outside, not a seedling is in sight, the soil is torn up, and signs of pig activity are everywhere. Their pointed tracks, their droppings, and the dried gray mud they've rubbed on the trunks of oak trees. On this day, with so much evidence around, we knew it was only a matter of time before the animals themselves appeared.
There's a group of about 25 pigs on the hillside in the distance, and these guys are moving pretty fast. It looks like they're heading somewhere with a purpose in mind.
The animals are about 400 yards away, black shapes conspicuous against the rich green winter grass. We decide to try and get closer. We duck out of sight below a low rise and jog for about 300 yards until we approach the meadow where we saw the pigs.
Hard to believe 20 animals could disappear that quickly.
I bet they went over that ridge right down there in front of us. Want to walk down there?
Sure.
Suddenly we come upon them less than 100 yards away, sows and piglets feeding under a large valley oak. The wind is in our favor, so we sneak closer. We're only a few yards away when two males emerge from the brush.
That's a big boar right there, the one with the foam coming out of his mouth.
How big is that one boar, would you say?
You can see his scrotum. He's a big male. He's probably close to 320, 330 pounds. See, he's challenging that other boar right there.
Pigs have notoriously weak eyesight, but they can pick up movement. We don't want to startle a cranky boar the size of a sumo wrestler with razor-sharp tusks. We finally decide 15 yards is not a prudent distance and sneak away. Having observed the animals at close range, it's obvious why no predator will tackle them once they're full-grown. Even though mountain lions and coyotes do kill many piglets, Schweitzer says, the animals reproduce so quickly that neither predation nor hunting seems to make a long-term dent in their numbers.
If it's a good year, within a year, they're going to be able to recover the numbers that they were before the control effort started. And a good year would be a good wet year with a lot of acorns, and the numbers will just skyrocket. To really show a significant reduction in the amount of rooting that we're seeing on an annual basis, you need to remove, at this point, 50 to 60% of the animals from the population.
That would require an intensive, costly, statewide trapping effort, something that seems unlikely to happen. In the meantime, say biologists, pigs will thrive wherever there is suitable habitat. and California, with its millions of acres of oak woodlands, could not be more ideal for the animals. It's far too soon to predict the pig's long-term impact on the environment, but like the golden wild oats that cover the foothills in this state, another aggressive import from overseas, the wild pig seems destined to be a permanent feature of the California landscape. For Living on Earth, I'm Clay Scott in Santa Clara County, California.